Next to Normal, with book and lyrics by Brian Yorkey and music by Tom Kitt, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning rock musical. It's about a mom, her struggles with bipolar disorder, and their impact on her family. The musical also exposes the sometimes unseemly underbelly of suburban life. To prepare for her role as Diana Goodman, the mother, Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actor Heather Hamby says she's followed the lives of several individuals with bipolar disorder and the psychiatrists who treat them. According to Heather and her Theater Alliance colleague Henson Millam, who plays her daughter Natalie, the acting challenges they're finding in Next to Normal are equaled by the play's powerful song repertoire.
I will keep the place off spinning, and the world just keeps on spinning. And I think the house is spinning.
This is a very rock and roll styled show, and the music really mirrors Diana's mood swings. So there's some really lush, beautiful, sad ballads, but there are also some really hard, driving, manic rock and roll tunes. So it's a lot of big, belty numbers, no holes barred for 2.5 hours.
I often hear rock singers and wonder how in the heck they can do that night after night without getting nodes in their vocal folds.
Absolutely.
What sorts of things, just from a process standpoint, Heather, what sorts of things do you need to be aware of in order to prevent injury, you know, in this case?
Well, I've been working with a really talented vocal instructor who's based out of Elon University, April Hill. She's amazing. She's really helped me find the right placement for these pieces in my voice so that I'm not just yelling musically, which is, I think, what a lot of belters start out doing, and then they realize you can't get very far doing that. You're not going to have longevity in your career if you keep doing that. She also helps me interpret the songs a lot. You know, where do I need to be really powerful and have that rock and roll sound? And where are the moments that I can kind of relax?
What is Natalie's relationship to her mom, Diana? And how do you all work together or not in the play?
Well, almost Natalie's entire life has been spent with her mom suffering from her bipolar disorder. And she struggles with that throughout the show. And she finds different ways to cope with that. First, she finds this boy and kind of builds a relationship with him. And then she experiments with drugs. And she's trying to find a way to figure out how to cope with her mother going through all these treatments and going from being totally manic and then just being depressed all the time. It's just,
she's dealing with a lot. And, you know, Henson sings a beautiful song I love called Superboy and the Invisible Girl. And Natalie's kind of lived in the shadow of her older brother through her entire life. And so she sings this song about how he's always the one that Diana loves and puts on a pedestal, and how she's always ignored. And it's a really beautiful, like, cry for Diana to finally see her. And I love, you know, a moment we have towards the end. We sing this beautiful duet. Diana just says, you know, we will let go of the past. We'll live with what's real. And maybe I'll see you at last. And I love that line, maybe I'll see you at last. Because they both kind of acknowledge that she has been invisible.
Let go of what's past. And maybe I'll see you at last. We tried to give you a normal
life. That's something that a lot of teenagers can relate to, and even adults. They can sort of see how they've been living in the shadow of another sibling or someone else in their life and trying to live up to the expectations that parents have for them or other authority figures. I know that's something that I have experienced something with, having a sister and a lot of other people that I know, trying to live up to the expectations that other people have for you because of your sibling or your friend or another person in your life.
Close enough to normal.
Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actors Henson Millam, and before her we heard from Theater Alliance actor Heather Hamby. The Pulitzer Prize-winning rock musical Next to Normal comes to WSTA Friday, May 23rd, where it'll run through June 1st with evening shows at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.